Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is happening?
Could you hear that?
Yes, oh, I heard you swallowing.
Too much water.
I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with this.
It's not supposed to be sexy. It's just supposed to be relaxing. Some people find it relaxing.
I would not find that relaxing.
No. I don't find it relaxing. I just find it mesmerizing. I kind of tune out. Like, that's kind of the best way to describe it.
Okay. Well, I don't like it's to tune out to swallowing noises. But anyway. Hello and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast, your favourite non-professional podcast for advice. We are a kind of a self-help podcast, really, to put it, you know, in a particular way. I'm Jax.
I'm Sash.
And Franco normally joins us, and he's joining us today, but he's, I don't know, he's running from somewhere. I don't know. He sent a message saying, guys, I'm going to be 5 minutes late, and that was 6 minutes ago. So, you know, classic Franco.
I don't know if I've probably talked about this on the podcast before, so I won't go on. If you've got something on at 1:30, you've got it on at 1:30. This is a job. I've got commitments. I've got things to do.
I actually agree.
It fucking pisses me off. You do it too. You do it. If I'm having a day, I will move the record. I'll say, hey guys, can we do any other day but today? I am rarely late. You and Franco, oh, five minutes, 10 minutes.
The difference is when I say, oh, I'm going to be 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late, 5 minutes late, I send the link over and there I am. I'm here. Franco says, oh, I'm going to be 5 minutes late, guys. And then he turns up 25 minutes later. And we're like, where have you been, Franco? And he's like, oh, I just had to walk back from the beach.
He's got nothing on. Oh, he's just messaged. Bear with me.
Oh, God.
Fuck off. Don't let him in. Let's see how long it takes him to get the shits.
Anyway, sorry. Hang on. Every few days we take a question from you, Ronnie, and we chuck it around. We throw it around. We read it out. We listen to it in our ears and we go, hey, that's a question. Can we help you with it? The answer is always we will try our best to help you with it. Our advice is generally pretty good. And some people have followed it. Some people have gone, oh, that's an idea I'm not going to do and have not done it. But at least it's helped them come to a decision.
Exactly. Sometimes it's just nice to hear three strangers throw around your idea. You know when you're trying to get ideas from someone and you know them and you can kind of already guess what they're going to say. And you're like, no, I don't want that answer. I want someone who's impartial. That's what we're here to be. That's why we say we're the big brothers and sister you never had.
Yes.
But you wish you did.
But because,
you know, we can just be that ear for you and just give you completely impartial advice.
Can I ask a question though? I mean, I know you don't have any siblings.
I do not.
But the kind of questions that we have, that we throw around every week, Are they really the kind of questions that you would go to your brother or sister that you never had but always wanted about?
Yeah, I guess that's the point, right? Like, actually, we're not like your brothers and sister.
No.
Except from like a friendly, familial point of view.
Yeah.
Like we're your mates. We're your mates at the pub. Maybe we need a new mission statement.
Yeah, we're your mates at the pub. We're your best mates at the pub that you, the pub that you, you know, you go to the pub and you sink a few beers and you wish you had a group of friends to sink beers with where they pop us in your ears and listen to us, pretend we're there with you.
By the way, if you're listening to this, there have been quite a few people who have paid their taxes in the last week. Thank you. You're off the hook for at least a couple of months. If you're listening to this, do you think there's got to be a lot of people who listen to this who have never sent a question, right?
Absolutely. We have a lot of listeners, and we have we've done a lot of questions.
We have. It would be so nice to actually calculate how many questions we've done, how many people we've helped.
Well, we've done.
Here he is.
Hello.
Here he is. It looks like he's coming to us from a secure location, like a basement in a war zone or something. What is going on, Franco?
Oh, he's in his remote office.
Oh, his remote office. Okay. Well, Franco, your new remote office, which I'm glad that you have, but it kind of looks like a war bunker. Just putting that out there.
Yes, it does at the moment. You're completely correct.
Yeah.
I thought you had done a lot of work. Okay, so just to recap, this was an off-air conversation we had that Franco said, next week I'll be coming to you live from my new office. Franco does a lot of work from home and he wanted somewhere where he could leave at the end of the day and not sit up till 1 a.m. doing work. That is exactly where he is. And actually, he said, I've got to go and set it up. I think that's what he was doing last week after our record.
That's right.
And it looks like an absolute murder scene.
It looks like somewhere where you would take bodies and hide from the police.
That's what I meant.
I'm not saying that that's what Franco does or has done, but that's just kind of the vibe that his new work office place gives. And he's also disappeared again, so clearly the internet is very – it's kind of like he's in a war zone. But he's not in a war zone. He's in Wollongong, which makes it all the more confusing.
Thank God he's not in a war zone.
Thank God. He would not do well in a war zone.
No, he wouldn't. It's so crazy to think that you can be in a city and you can move like what? Like, I don't know how far he is away from his house, but let's say he's a couple of kilometres away. He lives near the CBD. Yeah, Wollongong's not that big. He's not far from the city centre. And the internet can vary that much. His internet at home is pretty good. Like, we don't ever really have problems with Franco cutting out. It's always you or me. But, yeah, he's moved a kilometre in the other direction and his internet's fucked.
He probably hasn't paid the bills. Or maybe he doesn't have an actual internet connection. He's just hotspotting off his phone. Sounds like a Franco thing to do.
Yeah, I can't imagine hotspotting would work very well when you're trying to run. Like, I mean, we don't use sophisticated software by any means, but like it's a, you know, video recording platform that probably takes up a little bit of internet. And if he is using his hotspot, which knowing Franco he is, that explains it all.
We have done, I've just looked while we were talking, while Franco appeared and then disappeared, we've done 187 episodes. Which means at least 187 questions. Now, about the first half to two-thirds, we did two questions per episode on average. And so I would say we've done somewhere in the vicinity of 200 to maybe 250 questions in our four seasons, which is pretty good, I think.
Is that a lot? I don't know. I don't know if that's a lot.
What do you mean?
I thought it would be bigger than that. I thought it would be like we've answered 1,000 questions. It's like, oh, maybe a little bit over 200.
Yeah, well, I mean, I still think that's pretty good. But to your point, we have more than 200 to 250 listeners. We have a lot more than that. So clearly there are some people who are just taking all the content, giving back. You know?
Which, getting to my point, which I never finished, if you haven't sent your taxes for a while or ever, do it. Pretty please at Can We Help You Podcast on socials, or you can head over to our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, and you can send an email, send a message that way, or you can send a direct email, canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com. Look, Franco's fluffing around. Why don't we get into a question and he'll join us when he can?
Sounds good to me.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Bang.
All right. I have a question here from Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie. Thank you for paying your listener tax.
Yes, thank you. Ronnie writes, "Hey, team, I'm heading over to Europe in June for a holiday, and for one of the weeks we are having a reunion with my sister's three other sisters." Aren't they your sisters too? Unless maybe she's a half-sister.
Anyway. You know, it might be a stepsister or a half-sister, you know, and then sisters,
maybe,
other sisters.
Maybe Ronnie added sister. You know how sometimes you're typing something and you put the word in and then you type it again a few words later? So maybe it's just a reunion with my three other sisters on an island in Greece. I'm going to go with that.
I'm thinking there might be some big, like, you know, family, you know, different parents, different this and that, different sisters. I think that's the go.
Ronnie goes on to say, "We've already booked an amazing place for six people, four sisters plus myself and one of my sister's partners, who they've been with for years. One of the single sisters has mentioned she would like to bring a new boyfriend along, which we don't really want to happen. Besides the last partner, who was really nice, she hasn't had the best exes, so I don't want them to potentially ruin a good trip as all six of us get on really well. She would most likely just want to spend all the time with him too, which is not the point of the reunion trip. Are we assholes if we say he can't come, or should we risk it and say it's fine? Thanks, Ronnie." That's quite a dilemma, I reckon.
Okay, so wait, just to recap. So Ronnie, yeah. It's Ronnie, four of Ronnie's sisters, half-sisters, other sisters, whatever.
Yeah.
Four sisters, Ronnie, and one of the sisters' partners. So
correct.
Six people total. Right.
Correct. Okay. One of the single sisters wants to bring their new boyfriend.
New. And we don't know how long the other partner's been with one of the sisters, but sounds like a while.
No. Ronnie said they've been together for years and they all get along really well. So it's kind of, they're part of the family now. And that does take time, you know. My sister-in-law has a fairly new boyfriend and I think he's getting there now, but it's taken a little while for him to part of the family. Part of the group chat, I think, is your test, is when are you part of the family group chat?
Yeah.
This is what I would do.
Yep.
Ronnie, you need to have a frank discussion with your sister who wants to bring their new boyfriend. And you need to say,
well, you don't know if the guy's name's Frank.
You're Frank. You need to say, look, this is purely for family, and acknowledge that your sister's boyfriend, your other sister's boyfriend is coming, but they have worked themselves into being part of the family. And you need to say, how about, suggest another option. How about your boyfriend comes and meets us on like the last night of the trip, and then you guys can go off and spend a few nights somewhere else, go to another Greek island, go anywhere else. That is what I would suggest, because it's not in the spirit of what the event is, which is a family reunion essentially.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky one, because you know what? The part, I know that, Ronnie, you say this sister has had a bad run of exes. They're all awful people for one reason or another. But they've had one decent one who was the last person. Maybe she's turning it around. Maybe this guy's going to be the life of the bloody party. You don't know.
Yeah, but it's not.
He might be the one that she goes on to marry, you know?
It doesn't. Yeah, so there'll be plenty more reunions in the Greek islands. Oh, sorry, it's not his place to go, and Ronnie's sister should not have asked. I don't think. I understand wanting. It's like I mean, we don't know where Ronnie's from. It sounds pretty casual. So maybe they're not from Australia. Because to go to the Greek islands from Australia is a massive deal.
That's
like
a big trip.
Going to Europe is a big trip. Whereas if you're in England or in Europe already, a trip to the Greek islands is kind of like our version of New Zealand, I guess.
Yeah,
where it's like, jump on a short plane ride and we're there sort of thing. Like,
yeah, it's overseas.
Yeah. It's overseas, but it's not, you know, a huge deal. But I get if you're in the Greek islands, you know, that's a big trip and it would be really exciting and it's an amazing trip as well. So I get Ronnie's sister wanting to combine that trip with something with their new boyfriend. Just suggest to your sister, I'm hoping if you're doing this that you have a semi-close relationship at least. Just say, look, we just want it to be family. Yes, Ronnie's other sister's bringing her partner, but we've explained that they've made their way in. They're part of the family circle now, so they count.
I know that's true, but I think that's hard. And I think you have to be prepared. If you want to do that, I think you have to be prepared for that sister who wants to bring her boyfriend to get pissy, to not have a good time, and to be like, well, I'm not going to go then. Because
that's ridiculous.
They might. I'm just saying that you got to be prepared for the fact that they might be a little bit pissy even on the holiday because they weren't allowed to bring their partner. And so actually in the end, it might ruin things a little bit anyway. I'm sure she'll still have a good time and all that with you, but I think there might be a little bit of – and what it sounds like to me, and I could be wrong about this, Ronnie, but it sounds like all of them are single except one who's been going with this guy for years and they're like, yeah, come along, and now – one of them's got a boyfriend, wants to bring him along. So if that's the case, that makes it, I think, a bit trickier because if you're all single except for this one person who's bringing their boyfriend and now someone else, oh, I'm no longer single, can I bring my boyfriend? Then I feel like it's like, well, either partners or no partners. You know what I'm saying?
I know
that he's part of the family. I know that he's been around for longer, but if you're all single except this one person and they're bringing a partner along, then I feel like you got to go partners or no partners.
Yeah, I don't know though. I think that you earn your spot in the family when you're coming in as an outsider. That's not given freely. And also, I don't think it's fair for Ronnie. I think Ronnie's sister should have done what I've already suggested, which is be like, hey, I'm going to get Dan to come for the last 3 nights of our trip and then he and I are going to go off and spend a couple of nights on another Greek island or we're going to go to Athens or whatever. I think Ronnie's sister should have already suggested that and said, we're going to go do our own thing for a little bit after, but can he come for 2 nights or something like that? That's fine. I don't think you should gatekeep the whole holiday, but I understand like the first few nights, if you're having a great reunion and you're all really excited to see each other, that you would just want it to be people you know. There's nothing worse than when a fucking blow-in comes and they don't fit in because they don't know this boyfriend. He could be an absolute fuckwit. He could be the nicest guy in the world and they could get along like a house on fire, but you don't want your reunion trip ruined by some blow-in who doesn't fit in. You don't.
Does Ronnie say how old they are?
No mention of age of anyone in the group.
The older you are, the more you kind of just have to put up with partners. I think that's just the way that it is. If you're younger, if you're in your 20s, then, you know, I know it gets a bit like, oh, well, they've been together for a long time and blah, blah, blah. But the older you are, it's like, you know, you just, that's how it is. You just got to put up with partners and they might be great, they might not.
Picture you have just met Taylor, your lovely wife.
Yep.
And she is going, does she have siblings?
Yeah.
Yeah. What has she got?
A brother and a sister.
Okay. So they've scattered all over the world and they're meeting up in Greece. You've been with them, let's say Ronnie describes her sister as single and having a new boyfriend. That makes me think none of them have met him yet. So to me, it sounds like this is a very new partner. So let's say you've been with Taylor for a month and a half. She hasn't met your family, but you know you're together. You're in that point. She goes, hey, I'm going to Greece in June to spend, to meet up with my brother and sister.
Yep.
And it's just us and we're just going. Would you be like, can I come?
Well, okay.
Absolutely not.
I agree with you. I wouldn't be like, can I come? But I might be like, oh, I'm thinking about going to the Greek islands. Maybe we could meet up there. I wouldn't expect to come for the whole trip.
Exactly.
But I would, you know, maybe want to meet up there and maybe go off afterwards and do our own thing. However, I think the thing that you've forgotten that complicates this a little bit is if she said, Yeah, we're all going. Oh, and my sister's bringing her boyfriend. Then it's a bit different.
Yeah, but she should have qualified that by saying.
Nah, I don't think it matters. Oh, they've been together for ages. Doesn't matter. It's still a boyfriend. It's still an audition. I think you either go partners or no partners.
Franco has finally joined us, so he's going to be the tiebreaker, right? So I'm going to have to give you a very quick rundown. Ronnie is going on a reunion trip with her four other sisters to Greece. We don't know where they're from, so it might be within Europe. So it's not like a huge trip like going from Australia. But either way, they're having this lovely reunion trip. Four sisters, Ronnie, and one of Ronnie's sister's boyfriends, right, who they've known for years and they're all cool with and they like him. Ronnie's other sister, who has a string of bad exes, has said, "Can I bring my new boyfriend?" None of them have met him yet. Ronnie does not want this blow-in boyfriend, and I think the other sisters feel the same. They don't want him to come. Jax's argument is you either have partners or no partners. So Ronnie's sister's new boyfriend can come, just like Ronnie's sister's other boyfriend, who they've known for a while, can come. My point is that it's different if you've been involved with a family for a while. So like this boyfriend of Ronnie's other sister, they know him, they're familiar with him, they're comfortable with him coming on this trip, right? I think that Ronnie's new boyfriend should maybe come for the last two nights of the trip, and then Ronnie's sister and this new boyfriend can go off afterwards and have their own holiday. Tiebreakers.
Ronnie's being too precious about it.
Thank you.
If it's up to whether or not you're going to have a good time, that is not really a good attitude to be having a holiday on.
But it's a reunion. It's like, it's not just like a holiday.
It's something to like a wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. I agree with you, Franco.
You either say the partners are allowed and you let it happen for everyone and everyone has a good time and then everyone breaks up and everyone forgets about it, or you don't.
I agree. You're still going to have a good time. And the thing is, the way I see it is like, if one of your sisters, you know, old friends who you all know and you're like, oh, we love that person, was like, oh, can I come along too? Then you'd probably be like, yeah, great, we know you. But because one of your sisters, you don't know their boyfriend and he may or may not be a wet blanket, you're like, oh, no, don't want him. I reckon embrace it. You're going to have a great time and he might be the life of the bloody party. And if he isn't, just let them go into the, I don't know, do something else and you can have fun without it.
What if they ruin the trip and they've all been looking forward to it and they have some fuckwit and then the other sisters, well, I mean, this is on the other sister. If she's just pissing off to spend time with him, then that's on her.
Exactly. Like, he's not going to ruin the trip. And at the end of the day, either she's going to spend all the time with him or she's going to be pissy that he's not there. So one way or another, the trip might be ruined by the attendance or not attendance of the boyfriend either way. So I reckon just let it happen. See how you go. And worst case scenario, he's a bloody blow-in and you can have another trip next year.
No, I still fine. I've been overruled, but I still think it's poor form from both Ronnie's sister and her boyfriend to even ask. I think they should have just known better.
Well, Ronnie, enjoy your trip. Let us know what decision you make. I think you know, you can. I mean, you can obviously decide to not want to have this guy there, but I think making it exclusive only to this one guy and allowing other people to bring their partners, unless, look, if all of you are partnered and you've all been in relationships for various amounts of time and there's just the one guy who's been around forever and he's the only one coming, then tell her to piss off and tell her boyfriend to piss off. But if you're all single and the one partner that's coming has been around for a while, then you have to allow the potential for another partner to come along.
Ronnie, look, all the best. Let us know how you go. Let us know what you decide and let us know your sister's reaction either way. And let us know if the boyfriend's a blow-in.
Well, Franco, you made it from your death bunker for the very end. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Yes, you're very welcome. I did make it from the bunker, the windowless room. And
is it windowless?
It is windowless. Oh. Look, maybe we can talk about this next episode. What you're witnessing right now is a live failure on my part for many reasons.
You've really, I feel like there is no upside to what you've done here. But anyway, we'll
get into it next episode.
We'll see you from the death bunker next week, and we can or next episode, and we can talk about that.
Alrighty. Well, we'll see you then.
Okay.
And don't forget to send your listener text through at Can We Help You Podcast on your socials or canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Alrighties. Have a great few days, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.